Welcome to another Plug In America podcast. I'm Kate Baker, your host. October 16th is almost here, and that means we are getting very close to National Plug In Day, the very first time in this country that an EV event has been literally nationwide. One of the many cities that will be celebrating National Plug In Day is San Francisco. Mark Geller, a longtime EV activist and driver, and the events captain for San Francisco, is organizing things there, and Mark is with us today. Welcome, Mark.
Hello, Kate.
Now, you have been active in the EV movement, gosh, ever since the Think protests, haven't you?
Yeah. I got a Think in 2001.
Okay. So, looking at those 10 years, what are some of the differences that you can point out between those early protests and this event, this National Plug-In Day?
Quite a difference. Those early protests, though I must say we held out some hope that protesting against the confiscation of our cars would lead to them having second thoughts about it. We were in desperation mode, I think, and we were protesting the fact that they were taking cars away. And here we are today, essentially celebrating the fact that cars are coming, that you can actually, unlike back in the day, you can walk into a dealer and place your money down on a plug-in car. So you can buy a Leaf, you can buy a Volt in most places, and certainly by 2012 you'll be able to buy it anywhere in the United States. And so it's very exciting. At this point, we just need to really bring the message to more people, and now we've got cars that people can actually see, drive, touch, and ultimately buy.
Now, looking at this 10-year span you're talking about from Think to now, it would certainly be easy to say that National Plug-In Day, this enormous event that's being celebrated nationwide, grew out of those very small-scale and local actions, the Think protest and the Don't Crush campaign. What do you think could grow out of National Plug-In Day?
Well, what I'm hoping grows out of National Plug-In Day is a concerted effort by drivers and the community of folks who support plug-in cars, an effort that brings cars to folks, to real people, so that they can interact again with real drivers. People now see advertisements, but they've been subjected, most consumers, to a good 10 years telling them that electric cars were dead, that electric cars wouldn't serve their needs. And so over and over again, we've got to answer the questions that regular consumers, like we once were, have about this technology. And I think events like National Plug-In Day, where people can gather together, where the press sees groups of folks who've gotten these cars and can answer their questions, not from the point of view of the people selling the cars or people studying the cars or governments legislating about the cars, but from the most important source, the folks who drive the cars.
Coming back to just the present, as events captain, what EV events are you planning for the people of San Francisco?
Well, in San Francisco, there will be a gathering at Crissy Field, which is part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, which is part of the National Park Service. San Francisco is lucky enough to have perhaps the only or certainly one of the few national parks located in the midst of a major metropolitan area, and part of it right here in San Francisco. And so there's this spot at the Crissy Field Visitor Center where within view, basically under the shadow of the Golden Gate Bridge, we can gather, and hopefully lots of folks who are curious about this will show up. And I know lots of people with vehicles, including Leaf, Tesla, Volt. We're going to have a Zero motorcycle. There'll be some conversions. So folks will be able to get a pretty good taste for what's available. And this is also going to be an occasion to essentially unveil the first Adopt-a-Charger charging location. This is a both 240 and 120 volt. It'll allow for up to four connections of cars. It'll be right in front of the Crissy Field Visitor Center. I think it'll be the first charging station in a national park. And this is a very busy location that's it's beautiful. And so it's a great place for Adopt-A-Charger to kick off their plan of bringing free sponsored charging to destination locations, including the national parks.
Well, that is very interesting, Mark. Now, how can listeners get more information about the events for National Plug-In Day or also about Adopt-A-Charger?
Well, you can find out about National Plug-In Day and specifically the San Francisco event by going to pluginamerica.org/pluginday/San Francisco with a hyphen in it. But again, if you go to pluginamerica.org/pluginday, you'll get to see the full array of cities across the country that are having events, and you can click on San Francisco to get some more detailed information and maps that will direct you to the location at Crissy Field. Adopt-A-Charger is, I'll just give you a brief thing, it's a nonprofit organization that is trying to bring free public charging to destination locations that are sponsored by either a corporation or another nonprofit, so that there's no obstacles to people who get plug-in cars going to interesting places and being able to plug in. The website has adoptacharger.com has a brief explanation of the organization, but the website isn't where we've been putting our efforts. We've been trying to get some good locations and some good sponsors so that we can get this charging infrastructure in the ground now that people have cars.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for your time today, and thank you for sharing that information.
Thank you, Kate.
This edition of the Plug in America podcast was produced by Kate Baker and edited by Joseph Puentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug in America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.